Benoit Balls. What is the best plan of attack for a buffet? A lot of food questions this week.
Okay, well, let me ask you guys, what's your approach to a buffet? Because I, when I view a buffet, I think there's two kind of approaches. One is I'm going to dabble in everything. Yep. You can try a bunch of stuff, or you have unlimited supply of a few things. And I think my approach is more that I got an unlimited supply of a few things.
I'm a sampler.
As I get older, I think I'm getting more into the sampler age, but younger, you take 23-year-old Miles, you go to a brunch buffet, getting 12 slices of French toast. You know,
see, I'm going to get a little bit of everything, figure out what I like the most out of my everything, and then get a shitload of it on plate number two.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Plate one, I usually start out with a salad. Dress that baby up. Sunflower seeds, croutons, cheese, cherry tomato, what you name it. And then I'm going to go for like the main course after that. If I find something good on the main course, that'll transition over to plate three. Plate three is a lot of just like, let's try a little bit of everything here and there. And then plate four is always dessert. I'm thinking Pizza Ranch in particular.
So you're kind of separating them into subsections.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I had a Chinese buffet in my head, so there's just so many more options. So I got to figure out what I really want for plate two.
Chinese, I'm going with a little bit of everything right away and then loading it up.
Yep.
That's kind of interesting. I thought of a brunch buffet. You thought of Chinese buffet. You thought of
pizza buffet.
What did you think
pizza
of?
Pizza Ranch.
You thought of Pizza Ranch?
You did?
Yeah.
Goated.
But like at Pizza Ranch, I'm not getting anything other than pizza and the cactus pizza. I'm not getting the chicken. Like I know everyone's
chicken's great.
Oh, you think their pizza's good? You gotta fucking try their chicken. It's like, well, I didn't come here to eat chicken. I came here to eat pizza. It's a chicken ranch. It's not pizza chicken ranch. It's a pizza ranch.
You should just order the pizza then. I think it's probably a little bit cheaper, maybe. Just get a pizza. Instead of
I'd like to try a few different
You might try the chicken.
I'll probably get like a jalapeno something. I'll get a taco. Basic cable. I'll get a pepperoni.
That's a good point.
I'd never get anything basic at a pizza buffet. I'm always getting the weird shit.
Me too.
But if it's like I want a pizza Saturday night, I'll get a basic normal ass pizza.
God, pizza sounds good right now.
Pizza Ranch sounds good right now. I could fuck some.
Anyone
want
to go to Pizza Ranch? Get the pizza piles.
Yes,
Pizza Ranch.
That's what we used to call it when I used to work for my dad. We'd go to Pizza Ranch every once in a while. The whole crew would for lunch, and then about 1 o'clock, everyone had the pizza piles. And we had to take shifts going to the porta shitter.
Shift to shit.
Yeah, you'd always be the first one to declare pizza piles so that you were in the porta potty first.
It's a call check. Musket.
Yeah, calling musket on the porta potty is key.
See, I'm not a huge basic pizza guy. Like, I'll do everything in my power to not get a pepperoni.
I'm typically not, but if it's just like I'm like beer and pizza, it's always basic.
I just love pepperoni pizza. So as I've gotten older, I started to add more things to it. Like I actually really love a jalapeno pepperoni pizza with honey drizzled on it.
Yeah, you've told me that before. I tried it. I didn't have jalapenos, but I put like a hot sauce and honey and mixed it together and put it on my pizza, and it was very good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So. Oh yeah.
I go for the most expensive item at a buffet.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah. Yep, get your money's worth.
Hey, they're not making any money on me today.
Jared's going straight to the prime rib at the brunch buffet.
Yeah, exactly. Granite City.
Jared's goal is to get kicked out of the buffet because they're losing so much money.
Yep.
Yeah. Get my picture on the wall.
I always go straight for the caviar.
Load that
baby. Can you imagine that caviar at a Chinese buffet?
You know how
bad that would be. I love how we talk like we've ever had caviar. I've never had it once.
It's okay.
It's fine. I don't get the hype.
You ever had the what do they call them? Boba tea?
I've never had it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what caviar like
it looks and feels like
in your mouth.
Why is that funny?
He's thinking about burritos.
He's thinking about tacos. He's
thinking about taquitos. Ivan Yakunov.
Have ya. Wow.
How do you tell your wife about her ex? Or is that just uncharted territory that we stay away from?
Me and my wife are pretty open about the stuff we hate about each other. You know, it's, but now that I know a few things that irritate her, I will now go out of my way to do them. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the bad side. The good side is you talk about the stuff, you let them know. You've, in a normal relationship, they try to avoid doing those things, but I'll just do the opposite. I'll try to do it more. So
you're more playful.
Yeah, in a playful way.
Yeah. Now, if you guys are like fucking arguing about something and then you're like, I fucking hate the way you cut your hair. then it's
okay. I guess we don't talk about everything. I would never be like, oof, that haircut was tough.
Yeah. It's all about context.
Yeah. But like in terms of icks of like, it's the way that she, you know, sits in a chair, you know, I mean, just anything. Yeah. Stuff that doesn't matter would be pretty open about. But yeah, I guess you're right. If she got a haircut I despise, I would be lip sealed. And then I would probably navigate it being like, well, so what do you think of the new haircut? And then she'd be like, oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, I thought it'd be a little bit longer, you know.
I'm also you kind of bait them into saying what you are thinking, so then you can agree with them and you can get your point across.
Also, if you can cover your bases ahead of time, right? Like if she's like, "Oh, I'm doing a haircut," you need to jump ahead of what, because if she tells you what she's thinking and if were to show you, you can't be like, "I don't like that." Mm-hmm. You have to first be like, oh, you're getting doing something new with your hair. Like you're keeping it long, right? That's awesome. You know?
Yeah. You're not cutting it super short. You're not going to go Karen with it, are you?
You can't say that. You just got to go. I love really long hair on a woman, you know? So then she's like, oh, you're not saying you hate something. You're just telling her what you actually like. And then if she still cuts it off short, then you know she fucking wants a divorce.
Yeah.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcherRadio.